Don, busy time of the year for you all, but also for farmers around the state. Let's talk first about that. What are you hearing about this year's crop?
I've always heard that good crops are never as good as we think they are. Bad crops never as bad. Folks thought we had a phenomenal crop, and the harvest is going to help take some of that away right now because we've had a hard time getting in the field. We've had field losses right now, but still we think we're going to have, 4,600-pound yield statewide in Georgia. So we're pretty happy with that if we can go ahead and get what's out there right now. We've just got to get back to the field and go to work.
Everybody kept saying that when the storm, Hurricane Irma, the storm, whatever you want to call it, came through, really didn't hurt peanuts that much, but it had some effects, didn't it?
Well, it may have actually helped us a little bit on our late peanuts because we didn't get that much rain, but we got enough that it helped out. The thing that's been the worst problem is since then we've been humid, still been hot. We've had thunderstorms. I mean, August has lasted for 85 days.
Mm-hmm. Now, a big event this week, obviously, Sunbelt Ag Expo. What does this mean to what you all do? How big of an event is this for you all?
Well, this actually serves a dual purpose for us because one is we do get to see some farmers. Now, with it having rained a little bit everywhere that it rained, probably we'll get to see some farmers here because they can't get in the field again. So that's good. We get to see farmers. But the other thing, this is really a fantastic consumer show as well where we can tell folks everything that's good about peanuts, including the fact that they're nutritious and they taste good and they're healthy as well. So, it's a great show. We get to see a lot of people. It's 3 days of wall-to-wall people and fried peanuts and grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and everything in between.